Morning watch, fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing, in order to receive the reward of Christ as a crown of righteousness. Week 1, fighting the good fight. Monday, related verses. 1 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 7 and 18 through 19. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope. To Timothy, genuine child in faith, grace, mercy, peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia, to remain in Ephesus, in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. But the end of the charge is love out of a pure heart, and out of a good conscience, and out of unfeigned faith, from which things some, having misaimed, have turned aside to vain talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, that they understand neither the things that they say, nor concerning what they confidently affirm. Verses 18 through 19. This charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you might war the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, concerning which some, thrusting these away, have become shipwrecked regarding the faith. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Related reading. As believers, we need to fight the good fight by receiving the apostle's charge. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18 says, "This charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you might war the good warfare." On the positive side, this charge concerns the economy of God. And on the negative side, it concerns the different teachings. Because of different teachings, the church had already become degraded and had deviated from the faith. Paul charged Timothy to fight against this deviation from the faith, which is to fight the good fight of the faith. According to the prophecies, means to be in the sphere, support, and confirmation of the prophecies. Hence, Timothy was to fight against the deviations of the faith in the sphere, support, and confirmation of the prophecies that were made concerning him. In Greek, the words God's economy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 4 also mean God's household law, implying distribution. The base of this word is of the same origin as that for pasture in John 10 verse 9, implying a distribution of the pasture of the flock. It denotes a household management, a household administration, a household government, and derivatively, a dispensation, a plan, or an economy for administration, distribution. Hence, it is also a household economy. God's economy in faith is his household economy, his household administration, which is to dispense himself in Christ into his chosen people that he may have a house to express himself, which house is the church, the body of Christ. The apostles' ministry was centered on this economy of God, whereas the different teachings of the dissenting ones were used by God's enemy to distract his people from this economy. In the administration and shepherding of a local church, this divine economy must be made fully clear to the saints. In 1 Timothy 1, the Apostle Paul presented God's economy in opposition to different teachings. God's economy is in faith, whereas the different teachings are based on the principle of the law and centered on the law. Hence, faith is versus the law, as dealt with in Galatians 3. Only God's economy, which is in faith, in opposition to the teachings that are based on the principle of the law and centered on the law, is healthy and can make it possible for people to believe on Christ unto eternal life, and to thus participate in God's eternal plan, God's economy, which is in faith. This is the gospel of glory with which the blessed God entrusted the Apostle Paul. If anyone thrusts away such faith and a good conscience regarding the faith, he becomes shipwrecked on a deep sea. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 4, Paul tells us that God's economy is in faith. The dispensing of God into us is altogether by faith. The economy of God is a matter in faith, that is, a matter that is initiated and developed in the sphere and element of the faith. God's economy, which is to dispense himself into his chosen people, is not in the natural realm or in the work of law, but in the spiritual sphere of the new creation through regeneration by faith in Christ. By faith, we are born of God to be his sons, partaking of his life and nature to express him. By faith, we are put into Christ to become the members of his body, sharing all that he is for his expression. This is God's plan, God's dispensation, which is carried out in faith according to his New Testament economy.